Oh, hi there. You're early. And what's up with the Batman costume, anyway? Trying to keep your visit incognito? I get it. Good idea. Yeah. Oh, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Oh, you got a touch of laryngitis and can't talk. Well, that's okay. I'll do all the talking, and you can just grunt and groan and moan, and I'll figure it out. You know, I've been thinking. I don't suppose you've had a change of heart about blackmailing me into teaching you more stuff about sex, have you? Just nod your head yes or no. Oh, fuck. I didn't think so. But I was hoping. All right. But you kept your promise, right? And you didn't tell anybody about our fucking session last night? Good. I was worried that maybe, you know, you might have done a little boasting to your friends about how you got me to fuck you and take your virginity while the rest of the guys were sleeping. Oh boy, that was quite a night, wasn't it? Over the freezing rain and the impromptu sleepover. Oh, I'm just so glad everyone made it home safe this morning. And now here you are again, ready for more. But I don't think we ought to fuck again. No. Hear me out. I'll still keep my part of the bargain. But I thought I would give you a blowjob today, since we didn't do that last night. And usually, that's one of the first steps when getting intimate. But we kind of skipped a few steps last night, if you remember, because we wanted to get right to the fucking. So we'll play catch-up today. But I think that after today, we should call it quits. I don't like the idea of a young guy like you, my son's best friend, blackmailing me. It's too dangerous. Somebody might find out. You could have even been followed here, and we could be being spied upon this very minute. So I'd just rather bite the bullet and let the chip fall where they may. I'll teach you all about blowjobs today, but then we can't meet like this anymore. Okay? Just nod your head if you agree. Okay, good. I'm so glad you're being reasonable about this. Come on, let's go into the living room. My son isn't expected home for, at least another hour, and that'll give us plenty of time. Now, the first thing you have to know about blowjobs is that the girl is doing you a favor, a very special favor. And so you have to treat her nice so she'll keep up her effort to please you with her mouth. Have you ever had a blowjob before? No? I figured as much. You will love this. I promise you. Now, why don't you just sit down here on the couch and I'll kneel on the floor between your legs. Wait. First of all, I guess you'd better unzip your pants before you sit down and pull your cock out. Better just slide your pants and shorts off entirely. Yeah, come on, yeah. Oh, get that zipper. Good. Now, spread your legs so I can sit between them. Oh, and I guess I better take my blouse off, too. Blowjobs can be messy, and I don't want cum stains on my blouse. My son might spot them, or even smell them. So I'll just take off my blouse, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There. Maybe I ought to take my bra off, too. Yeah. I don't want cum stains on my bra, either. Do you like purple? I got it from Victoria's Secret. Yeah. When you have tits as big as mine, you need to buy expensive bras to hold everything up. But you saw my tits last night, didn't you? I even had you sucking on them. And I showed you how to flick your tongue against my nipples to make them all hard. Do you remember? Or did you forget already? Well, might as well do a little refresher course here, a little tit-sucking refresher. Go ahead, baby. Get your mouth down here and start sucking my tits. And you can caress and fondle them, too. Just like how I showed you last night. Yeah, that's the way. Tug on that nipple. Yeah, that'll get me excited and turned on and make me really want to suck your cock. Normally, it's a very dirty thing to take a man's nasty, dirty cock in your mouth. But when a woman is turned on, it makes her want to suck your cock. So you need to remember that and always start by kissing and caressing and fondling the girl to get her all excited and her juices flowing so that she wants to suck your cock. And if you're really good, she might even beg to suck your cock. And there's nothing a man likes to hear more than a woman begging for his cock. Oh, yeah, baby. Your mouth feels so good on my huge tits. I must say, it's kind of exciting to get my tits sucked by Batman. And that mask you're wearing lends a bit of mystery to the whole thing. I think I'm going to like sucking Batman's cock. It's kind of different. Oh, yeah. Here, let me get between your legs, and I'll just rest my big jugs on top of your thighs while you watch me. The visual image of a half-naked woman kneeling between a man's legs with her big tits and her hard nipples exposed while she sucks on his cock is very arousing. First, I'm going to lay my hand on your cock and caress and fondle it like this. And cup your balls, too. Baby. I don't remember your cock being so big, and your balls are huge. You must have been edging or something to build up a big load for me today. I love a man with full balls. He's so needy, and he'll do anything I tell him just to make him come. And that's a very powerful aphrodisiac for a woman, to have a man in her power like that. Do you like watching my red lips rain little kisses on your shaft? Oh, baby, you're leaking pre-cum off your tip. Let me just lick it up. I wore my hair down today, so you could feel it tickle your belly and thighs as I sweep my head all around your crotch area. But feel free to hold my hair out of the way so you can see what I'm doing. I want you to watch me take your cock into my mouth for the first time. I want the image seared into your memory forever. The woman who gave you your first blowjob. So feel free to caress my hair or push it back so you can see everything I'm doing to your cock. Now watch me as I open my mouth and stick out my tongue and lick all around your tip. Slurping on your pre-cum. And then licking up and down your shaft. Getting your cock all wet with my spit. Just before I take your cock into my mouth. Now, this is very important. Always make sure that the girl covers her teeth with her lips so that she doesn't accidentally graze your cock with her teeth. Now watch me as I cover my teeth with my very red lip and then slide the first inch of your cock into my mouth and suck the head. My husband used to say that my lips were made for sucking dick. He used to love watching me put my red lipstick on just before taking his cock into my mouth. And I used to leave little red lipstick rings around his shaft. Kind of like how I'm doing to you now. Yeah. Do you like watching my lips suck just the head into my mouth? Kind of like how I'm just nursing on your cock, waiting for your milk to flow. Did you like that, baby? I'm going to take more of your cock into my mouth now, but I just don't remember you having such a big, huge head before. But no matter, I'll just open my mouth extra wide so you can fit your cock inside. Goomba cock, baby. Did you like that? Did you like feeling my tongue swirl around your tip? Licking up your pre-cum? I'm going to take more of your head into my mouth now and start sucking more. Now, when you are with a girl and you get her all worked up and excited to suck your cock, there are a few things that she would love to hear you tell her. Trust me on this. First of all, she wants to look pretty, and she's going to think that she looks kind of dorky with your cock in her mouth. So you have to lay on the charm. You have to tell her how pretty she looks with your cock in her mouth, and tell her how sexy she is with her tits hanging out and all exposed to your eyes and touch. And pet her head, too, as she sucks your cock, and tell her how sexy she is and how great her mouth feels on your cock. And if you want to take it a step further, challenge her to see how much of your cock she can take into her mouth. Tell her you don't think she can take the whole thing, that is too big for most girls. Women love a challenge, and she will want to prove to you that she is special. So naturally, she will try and take as much of your cock into her mouth as she can. Yeah. And that's when you got her hooked on sucking your cock. Yeah. And then you grab her head and tell her you still have an inch left and ask her if she wants you to help her get it all. She'll nod her head because her mouth is full so she can't talk. And that's when you try and shove the last few remaining inches of your cock down her throat. Oh, she'll try and squirm away and struggle to breathe, but you just tell her how great it feels on your tip when she gags, and just relax, and that when she's gagging, that her throat will open up so that you can shove the rest of your cock down her gullet. Then you hold her head down so she can't get away with your cock down her throat, and you tell her how great it feels, and you tell her how amazing she is. You know, lay it on thick. But, don't forget to pull your cock out every couple of minutes so that she can catch a breath before you plunge it back in again. And when you're fucking her throat, you can also be playing with her tits and fingering her clit. And then, when you're ready to come, always be polite and ask her if she wants you to come down her throat or in her mouth, or if she wants a facial, and if she wants you to come on her mouth or on her face, then you just pull your cock out and stroke it until you spray your load wherever she wants it. And then you tell her once again how pretty she looks, covered with your cum. And then you take your cock and smear your spunk all over her face, telling her you've heard it's a good moisturizer. And if you come on her tits, you run the tip of your cock all around her nipples and tell her it'll make her tits grow all big and full. Women are suckers for that kind of stuff. And then the last step is you present your cock to her mouth again and ask her to lick you clean and that you want to see her swallow some of your cum. Oh, and make sure you retain eye contact with her during the blowjob, too. And lastly, you hand her a cum rag and help her to mop up her face like a gentleman. And then kiss her on the lips. I know. Her lips may be covered in cum. But it's only fair that you taste it, too, if you're going to ask her to do it. And if you do all of this, I guarantee you that girls will be begging to suck your cock. Now, I want you to think about all I've just told you as I suck your cock some more. Watch me as I take your shaft into my mouth. Watch my red lips. But you can tell me how pretty I look with your cock in my mouth. Oh, fuck. I forgot you can't talk. I'm getting so horny. I just got a finger in my cunt while I blow you. Oh, yeah. Shove your cock in deep. Go ahead. Shove it in deep. Would it come for me? Huh? Go ahead. Come down my throat. Oh, yeah. I got it coming out of my nose. Jesus. So, did you like your first blowjob? Oh, fuck! Somebody's at the door! Oh, quick, get your pants on and climb out the window. And let me see who's at the door. Oh, God, I guess I better put my blouse back on, too. What the fuck? How did you... You were just in the... And your clothes! Where's your Batman costume? What do you mean, what am I talking about? You were just here all dressed up as Batman and I just gave you a blowjob. Don't you remember? No? You just got here? Then who is that? Who is that masked man? Oh, God. Never mind. Just get in here quick and close the door. I am so fucking horny. I want you to fuck me again. I got all worked up when I gave Batman a blowjob. Don't look at me like that. And now I need you to feel your cock inside me like last night. I need you to fuck me. Come on into the kitchen. Oh, God, baby. Oh, I am so horny. You wouldn't believe how horny I am. Here, let me get my blouse off so you can suck my tits again. Oh, yeah. I need to feel your mouth and my tits so bad. Sucking them. Oh, yeah. And squeezing them. And mauling them. Oh, yeah. Get your cock out while I bend over this table and shake my ass at you. We'll do it doggy style. I'll spread my cheeks apart. Yeah, like that. Tell me, can you see my fuckhole now? Huh? As I'm all bent over this table? Yeah. Go ahead and rub your cock up and down my wet gash and stick it in, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I need your cock so bad. Oh, you wouldn't believe how horny I am. Oh, sucking cock always makes me horny. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stick it in. Yeah. Oh, Oh, oh yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh God, yeah. Oh, 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 oh God. I so wet for you, baby. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, I love your cock so much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it's so big. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, right there, right there. Oh, geez, yeah. Oh, God. I just got to finger my clit when you fuck me. Cause oh, Jesus, your cock feels so good inside me, baby. Oh, God. Yeah. I just. Oh, I'm. Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. Oh, I'm not going to last very long. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, that's it? Yeah. Pound my cunt. Yeah. Shove your big cock in deep. Yeah. Ram it in. Yeah. 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 Grab my tits now and hold on tight. Oh yeah. Oh jeez. Yeah. Squeeze them. Yeah. Oh yeah. And mom them. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh God. Oh. Jeez, you're fucking me so good with your cock. Oh, I just love your cock so. Oh, jeez. Oh, I just. Oh, I'm gonna come. I know. I'm gonna come. I got to. I just. Oh, God, yeah. Right there. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Pound me. Plow my cunt ball, Steve. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Such a huge load inside me. I can feel it. Now watch as your spunk drains out of my fuck hole and down my leg. Yeah. You like seeing that, baby? What do you mean you're dropping by again tomorrow? Oh, fuck. I am in so much trouble.